When Tom Hoy was a newspaper man in Washington, D.C., he had the thrill of covering two of the most influential men of the 20th century, Presidents Kennedy and Johnson. He sat down with us and recounted some of those memorable stories. And it's next on The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Tom Hoy was a newspaper photographer and writer in Washington, D.C. during the 50s and 60s. He remembers back to one assignment at then-Vice President Johnson's home to interview Lady Bird.
And all of a sudden, the door flies open, and in comes Lyndon. And he was bigger than life, really. He was a big guy, big everything, big hands. And when he shook your hand, you were enveloped by that. And he chatted with us and told Lady Bird what to say. I started to take the picture. He said, let me help you here. I'll help you. I'll take the picture. Lady Bird, you sit over here. And so I said, well, how about you, Mr. Vice President? Why don't you get in? He said, no, I'm not going to be in the picture. I want Lady Bird to be the star on this one.
On another occasion, Hoy went to cover a party at the Vice President's home and was allowed to take only one picture.
He looks over and sees me and recognizes that I'm a photographer. I mean, he said, come over here, son. So I go over and he puts his arm around me and said, now, I don't want any pictures. I want to relax today. I said, well, Mr. Vice President, you don't want pictures, there's no pictures, so that's fine. He said, but let's get a picture for you. So he bellowed out, Bird, Bird, get everybody out here, we're going to take a picture. The Vice President standing beside me, he said, now take their picture. And I shot the picture, he said, now put that damn camera away.
But Hoy's boss at the paper wasn't happy that he didn't get the picture of Johnson himself. He explained that in his business, you had to respect people like Johnson if you ever wanted to get a picture again. If you ask Hoy what is the most memorable picture he ever took, he will begin to tell you a story about covering a gala at which President Kennedy was in attendance.
I got one picture off, just one click, but that one click was almost perfect of him in the center of this with six spotlights on him, silhouetted. He's got his arm out in that typical gesture where he kind of chopped the air. He couldn't have done it better. I mean, it was just one time.
And that famous picture has appeared in many publications and also became a Kennedy family favorite. Traveling the Countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.